Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos with
Sister Amen.
We are coming to you for a wet, soggy daily edification. We had a rainy day all day. Huh, Sister
Amen? Pretty much all day. Yeah. But it was kind of refreshing.
It was refreshing, yeah. We worked online and got some things done. We got our preach up. That's going to be up at the top.
Oh, that was a... There's a lot in there, and you see a lot of pictures, a lot of conversations that went on. We talked about it the other day, but
our Food Fest preach will be up, and then I started working on some testings, and so those will be coming up soon. But today, for edification, we wanted to talk about just each of us are going to share what God has shown us lately. You want me to go first, Sister Amen?
If you want to.
Yeah, I guess... there's so many things I could talk about, but what the Lord has shown me lately is really it's enhanced my understanding of trusting in Him, relying on Him, and leaning on the Spirit, not my own understanding, to get through all kinds of things, whether it be health or situations in the body or dealing with people in the world. I guess it's just really my trust in the Lord has grown a lot recently, for some reason. I can't explain why. I want to share some scripture verses. Psalm 9:10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. So maybe it does have to do with, now that I think about it, I'm working on verse by verse in the book of Revelation. We've been doing daily audios, and we've been doing a steady stream of going out street preaching and witnessing all the time. So I guess maybe we're just hitting a stride in all of that, and it is really causing me to sharpen my trust in the Lord. Does that make sense, Sister Amen?
Mm-hmm, it does.
Proverbs 16:16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than to be chosen than silver. Yeah, so get understanding, get wisdom, fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom, and I think I have that. I know I have that. I have fear of the Lord, so that's the beginning of wisdom, and then we get understanding. And I love the verse in, is it Proverbs 23:23, that says, buy the truth and sell it not. So it kind of reminds me of that whole process, and I think a lot of the things we've been going through help you to redefine who you are, who the Lord is, and then who you're going to put your trust in.
Amen, yeah.
That makes sense. Proverbs 3:3-4. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall they find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Mm-hmm. So when you're doing things God's way, other than, of course, your wicked, corrupt enemies, you're going to find favor in God, and you're going to find favor in most people, because when you do things God's way, it always works out right.
Oh, yeah, it works out to the good of those who...
Other than enemies that are antichrist, God haters, right. All of that, we understand that. And then last verse, Psalm 25:4-5. Show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth, and teach me... For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day long. There's another point. Maybe learning to wait on the Lord too. Trust in the Lord. Wait on Him. Not be looking to people. Really, really, the older I get and the closer I guess I think my life is to end, waiting on the Lord is more important.
Yeah.
And not doing everything in like my own strength, my own way, letting go of selfism and rebellion and intellectualism and my reason, and totally relying and trusting in the Lord. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
That's kind of what I've been really not struggling with, what I've really been enjoying, walking in and just growing in it.
Yeah, amen.
So, yeah. So that's it.
I like
What is yours, Sister Amen?
Well, I was just going to comment on yours first.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just kind of thinking, you know, trusting in the Lord, to me, a physical way to kind of describe it would be, you know, you almost hold your breath on things. There's so many things going on. Then all of a sudden you just, like, sigh and you go, I'm just going to lay it all down. I got to trust in the Lord. Because right. sometimes we hold on to things, we carry things, and it's like, oh, I got to let this go.
Yeah, because nothing in this life can we take with us.
Yeah.
All we can do is encourage brother and sisters to keep going, and they can go yeah. on to eternal life. But we can't take none of our life issues or things around us or what we possess.
Or yeah. we're thinking maybe we can make things different yeah. or something. It's like, yeah, just let it all go and yep. trust in him. Do the best you can yeah. and let the word guide us. I love yeah. that, yeah.
And we have a saying, AEOC, all eyes on Christ.
Yeah,
he's and that really does help a lot.
It
I mean,
does.
What that means is all eyes on Christ. It doesn't mean that we just let everything else go and do whatever we want. All eyes on Christ means we're doing everything he's called us to do and do it rightly.
Yeah.
But he's right. our focus.
Yep. He is right in the middle. Not, amen. Nothing in between.
What I is yours, that. Sister Amin?
Well, mine Share has with been us. Pondering. I've been just thinking about taking time to think about things. Before, like,
you're thinking about things.
Yeah, I'm pondering and thinking.
You're pondering the fact of pondering.
Right. Yeah, I just want to, I've been really thinking about things before I make an opinion or make a thought about something.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
Or say something. Just slowing down and remembering to let the Lord work within me, kind of like what you were saying, you know,
yeah,
trusting
know,
in the Lord.
I don't know if you have this verse, but I think it's Proverbs that says the fool speaks before he knows the matter.
I do, yeah, I do have that one
okay,
in here.
Good.
So, yeah, I'm going to read, well, I want to start off, I got a few of them, Psalm 26, 1 and 2. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me, try my reins and my heart. And I always want to make sure I have a right heart before I think about a thing or, you know, whether it's something you have to figure out, make an
yeah.
opinion, or when I say opinion, it would be a truthful thing,
right.
using the guidance of the word or whatever, making a decision or whatever. And so I always want to make sure I have a right heart about it. And then I love this here, Luke 2, 16 through 19. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they had made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And this part right here. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. You know, sometimes life can go by so fast you can just...
Yeah.
You know, you don't grab a hold of some of the things that the Lord's trying to teach you and show you. It's
yeah,
good
you
to
can lose sight of it.
All this.
Yeah, you can lose sight.
Hold on to it and ponder things and let the Lord work within you.
Right, amen.
And then just a few other ones here. James 1:19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
Amen.
So I want to listen and hear and then be careful what I say first.
Yeah.
And even before it comes out of my mouth, I want to make sure I'm not forming something in my mind before I ponder it and see if it is in line with the
yep.
word.
Yeah.
Proverbs 18:13. This one here. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it,
is
it is folly and shame unto him.
Yeah.
And you can get swept away really easy, especially women, if they're like around a bunch of other women, like maybe you got to work in the workforce and you hear a bunch of that chit chat of
right.
women out there and they're gossiping and it can form opinions in your mind before you
Or
even
in the
hear
street
the
when we do ministry, if you're not, if you got to be careful not to speak before you know matter.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. It's good to listen up to a certain point,
obviously. Yeah.
And then here's the one, I got two more left. Proverbs 16, 1 through 3. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
Yeah,
so
I love that.
Yeah, I want the Lord to establish my thoughts,
yeah.
not me and my flesh. And
I was just thinking real
away.
Quick, yesterday we were out witnessing, and the Spanish man came up and kind of gave us a little bit of a hard time. He ended up talking to Brother Kuo, I walked up. He ended up getting mad at me and said, "You make me so mad." And he turned around and he went in the festival. And then before I know it, half an hour later, I see him standing there talking to Brother Kuo.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, he's coming back for more trouble. And I walked up and I'm glad that I didn't go in and blast and didn't start, you know, rebuke him right away and send him off. He actually went in the festival. He had a contrite heart. He read our gospel card where it said the word repent. He came out and he almost had tears and he said, "I needed to repent." He said, "I wasn't acting right. I got angry. I need to walk in line with what the Lord's called me." He was repenting and he left.
Yeah.
And I walked up and just talked to him. So I was glad I didn't jump on what looked like another mocker coming back. He had a change of heart.
Yeah, we got to be careful and assess the situation.
Got to be careful. Right. Don't speak about a matter before you know.
Right. Check our heart. Check our thoughts.
Yep.
Check our minds. Yeah. Amen.
I was rejoicing he did that, by the way.
Oh, I know. That's pretty
We
awesome.
Encouraged him and told him to reach out to us, and we told him we loved him, so it worked out great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Praise God.
Yeah.
And I just had, like, just a simple verse for the very ending.
Go for it.
I don't know if you had anything else to share.
No, I like what you were saying. Yeah, because in street ministry and in online ministry and then, you know, in body life and in married life, everything, there's so many things that go on. In van life.
Yeah.
So many things that go on, and the pondering and making sure that we're doing things I like that word, circumspectly.
Oh, yeah, that one too. I like that word.
Yeah, and that we're getting things right. We're not doing things haphazardly already. Lighthearted.
Yeah.
What in this Christian life should be lighthearted? This is serious stuff.
It is.
We're pronouncing truth. We're pronouncing sometimes a judgment, meaning, hey, that's wrong doctrine. We're pronouncing warnings of judgment. We're rebuking.
We're judging ourselves.
We're judging ourselves. I mean, we got to be careful. None of this is lighthearted whatsoever.
No, it's
not. So pondering and using wisdom and all that is very, very, very serious matter.
Think before you speak.
Amen.
Think before you think.
Yeah, and I just told a man yesterday that he was saying, oh, the Bible can't be perfect. I said, the Bible actually commands us to be perfect 20 times in the New Testament, but that means complete and mature. This is what we're talking about. Is trusting on the Lord, waiting on the Lord, pondering things before you speak. That's completeness and maturity.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's what we're still working on.
Yeah.
We'll never be done.
No.
We haven't arrived.
We want to work to be blameless and spotless and,
We haven't arrived. We can just hope to get better day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year.
Yeah, if we're not growing, you're probably dying.
Amen. We're going, if you're not growing, you're going backwards.
Yeah.
Or you're lukewarm, and Jesus, we know what he thinks of lukewarmness.
Big trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. I just had Hosea 12:6. Therefore, turn thou to God, to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually.
I like that. Yeah, it seems like a theme of waiting,
And continually wait on him.
Yeah. So many times we get impatient, we want to do it our way, we're going to do it quick. No, I don't want to do it. I just had to do something today that was not a easy thing to do. But I told a brother, I said, usually the hard things are the best things to do that the Lord calls us to.
Yeah, and in our ministry, we've had to do a lot of hard things.
Yeah.
I've seen you do some super hard things that it's for the glory of God.
Amen. And the betterment
the of
people.
Everybody. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's all about that. And that's why it's good to take time to ponder, search your heart.
And our flesh, we think, oh, no, not that. And then you go, no, that's exactly what we need to do.
Yeah, because we would want people to be that way to us.
Yep.
You know?
In our understanding, but the Lord's ways are not man's ways.
No, they're not.
And man's ways are not the Lord's ways.
No. No,
so we got to make sure we keep that rightly divided and always putting his ways first because he knows best.
Yeah, and it's always going to work out in the end.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Anything else, Sister Drummond?
Just thankful to have the knowledge and the wisdom of God because what a precious gift that is. You know, we were just talking about people who are empty like brute beasts.
Yeah.
Brother said that about the comparison of those who don't have knowledge or wisdom or are fools or something like that. They're like a brute beast, like animals that have nothing in there.
Yeah, and it makes me think of wells without water, too.
Yeah, so it is. It's like a super precious, treasured gift to have knowledge and wisdom and to know God.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty incredible, this incredible God that we can know him.
And 2 Timothy 2 talks about rightly dividing the word. Well, we got to take that word, we rightly divide it, and then we have to divide it and live it out rightly, too. We don't just, you know, you read it and divide it, but then you have to apply it and rightly divide it in your life. And that means listening. That means not speaking too fast. That means using wisdom.
Doing the hard things
when it's, I'd rather do the easy thing, Lord.
Or
you think it was easy for Abraham to take his son out in the desert and raise that knife in the air?
No, I've often pondered that.
Yeah, so we got to be ready to do the hard things for the Lord, whether it's die or live or rebuke or correct or separate from or whatever is called for. for his glory and the betterment of people around us. The whole goal is redemption and all of it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we want.
All right, I guess we'll leave it right there. Tomorrow, we get to hit the road again. We're moving towards our event this weekend. We got a interesting coming up this weekend. We won't talk about it yet.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
We got an interesting one coming up, a little bit different than what we've been doing. So we're looking forward to that. And it's supposed to be, Lord willing, if we get the day, it's supposed to be a nice sunny day tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I was thinking it was supposed to rain again. Wow, nope. That's a nice surprise.
Yep. So it looks like the Lord's going to send us some sunshine. Okay. We'll have good travel weather, and down the gospel road we go.
Amen. Let's see if we get the day.
All right. We love you all. Check out that Ecclesia gathering. We've got some teaching, some studies. Check out that new post we put up on that food fest. Lots of videos, audios, really good edifying audios in there.
Oh, yeah.
We got an email from a person that we met there that had been communicating. So lots of good things there, glorifying God.
Yeah, all to his glory. Amen. Praise God.
All right, hold fast. Christ is the only way.
Amen. May God be praised.
Love you all.